grab your jacket, get your keys, find that record you please. It's Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show.
Go, Johnny G, go.
Find that rare one you never know at Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show.
Everybody, and welcome to Vinyl Treasures. I'm your host, Johnny G, John Galindo, coming to you live on this Sunday evening, May 3rd, 2026, the continuation of the Saturday get-together here on a Sunday evening on YouTube. It's the only place you can see it. And I want to welcome you to the 50s and early 60s edition of the Vinyl Treasures Show. We play your requests here. I have a collector corner record of the of Sunday, we'll call it. I think there's a couple here tonight, so I don't really know how to I don't know. I got to think about it a little bit, but anyway, we always play rare records here on the program, and it's actually a cool way to, you know, you can see the records and you hear my babbling on and whatnot. So it's a fun place to be. So I want to thank everybody for tuning into the program this evening. We opened up tonight, actually, from April 1957, kind of reminded me, remember a cartoon called Top Cat? I thought that was a cool, I think it was called Top Cat. That was a cool cartoon with all the cats in the alley, and I forget the head cat on there, but kind of remind me of this song here that we opened up with, a 23-year-old tenor saxophonist from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his studio band assembled by Herb Zane. Now, Herb Zane was the, well, I think it was a recent position that he got. He was the A&R man for Herman Pollock's Arrow Records, which I think they just relocated from Bridgeport, Connecticut to New York City. And the group is called, and nobody can really find his, Sam, if you have any info on this, would be interesting, Bobby Bunny and the Jackrabbits. Bobby Bunny and the Jackrabbits. Is that going to get some airplay? I don't know, but the instrumental is pretty cool. Okay, it's their only release. A tune written by Herb Zane and Al Schubert. This did chart, too. This charted number 3 on KRMD in Shreveport, Louisiana. If you heard it, April 1957, Bobby Bunny and the Jackrabbits, Scatty Cat. It's the name of the tune on the Arrow record label. There's some cool records on the Arrow record label. But anyway, I am the Top Cat here. Who said that? Lee the G. Yeah, Top Cat. Well, Johnny G is the Top Cat here on a Sunday evening right here on YouTube. So thank you all for that. We had a big show last night. We're going to continue with it tonight. And let's open up with a request here as we open up from 1958. This is a request for Bob Cruise in Maryland. Okay. And this is on one of Devorah Brown's labels. Of course, you know, she was the owner of the Fortune label, which we listened to last night. And she also owned the Hi-Q record label. Some great records on that label also. But this group is out of Toledo, Ohio. Okay. And it's the group's only release. Okay. They recorded this in... Wait a minute. Okay, so this actually comes out two ways. So initially, okay, the first release of this came out in August of 1958 as the Gardenias, and then I guess it was repressed the following month in September of 58 as the Tempos. So I took whatever Bob sent me as the request, so we took the first press, which I ended up having. So that's how it goes there. This group is called the Gardenias. It features Johnny Gibson on piano, and the lead singer on this is Jimmy Pirtle. Jimmy Pirtle from August 1958. Let's open up with the Gardenias on Hi-Q Records. The song is called... And I'm not doing this, folks. It's called I'm Laughing at You. This is going out to Bob Cruise. Here you go, the vocal opener. Don't laugh at Johnny G here as I get caught here. I mean, I wish I had an elf here in the studio with me to help me along with this. But I try to say hi to everybody is what I try to do. But anyway, there you go. So don't throw your hips out with that song there. It's a fast one there from August 1958 for Bob Cruise in Maryland. The Gardenias, I have it on. Also have it as the Tempos. I'm Laughing at You is the name of the tune on the Hi-Q record label. That is a Jimmy Pirtle on lead. Then they would have an instrumental after this called, which I do have also, called Shamrock, backed with It's Tough, featuring the piano player on that, Johnny Gibson. Anyway, so there you go. There's our opener from 1958. So let's go to our Collector Corner record of the night here. It's actually the flip side of the 45 I played last week because it's a great two-sided 45. Okay, last week we heard the Harlequins. The Harlequins, a group out of Washington, D.C. on George Gollner's Juanita label. The song was called Haunting Memories, a cool up-tempo. Now, the flip side is an excellent ballad. Again, features Henry Lamont Mont on lead. A rare 45 if you have the original from October 1958. Here are the Harlequins on the Juanita label. It's called Confession of Love. Here you go. Our Collector Corner record of the night.
Is your heart
record. That is a cool tune, I have to say. Great two-sided 45. It's really hard to get. I never thought I would ever find an original of that 45, but I was lucky that I did. And flip side is called Haunting Memories. This side is called Confession of Love. They're out of Washington, D.C. That's Henry Lamont Mont on lead from October 1958 on Juanita Records. Confession of Love is the name of the tune. You can get this, so if you want this 45 A and B side, you can get it on the Early Bird label. That's the reissue. It plays pretty, that reissue plays nice too. I think it's green vinyl, I think. I think I have it on green vinyl because I never thought I would get this record ever.